A judge extends a teenage girl's life support. Controversy there in a North Dakota town. A lot of people urged to stay away after an oil train derailed. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Topping some of what is part of the buzz has to be this. It's a crazy, sad story about a 13-year-old girl, Jahai McMath, who was somebody who was going in, a kid who was going in for what seemed like a simple procedure, and unfortunately it did not end that way. And I think the family was so stunned with ultimately the fact that she ended up in this position, that she was put on life support in the first place, and she's in an Oakland hospital. And they wanted to, she's on life support, and they wanted to pull the plug, but her family members fought to not have that happen. In fact, they raised money to move her to another hospital, not wanting that to happen. And a judge intervened and extended the life support for the girl that was declared brain dead. Just 13 years old. And it's, I think more than anything, it's such a crazy story. How is she on a ventilator? But it's one of those mishaps where I think we're going to see even more court filings and whatnot. Because there was a medical center in Medford, New York, that was willing to care for the girl 24 hours. But the doctors at the hospital say there's just no way that, you know, she is brain dead and there's no way you can move her. But the hospitals refused to perform a tracheotomy for breathing, inserting a feeding tube. That's what you'd have to do to transfer her. They say it's unethical to perform surgery on a person who is legally declared dead. That they're saying now they'll comply with the judge's order, but they're going to resist any other efforts by the family to prove she's alive and entitled to the rights of a living person. And they say it's a terrible tragedy, but they will not agree to that. And they say they haven't heard from anybody else about a transfer anyway. At this point, it's the whole medical procedure thing. And she went in for a tonsillectomy, and this is unfortunately how it ended up for her. And I think that the parents had such a hard time saying that they thought she was recovering and it was fine. And then this is the situation she ended up in. And regardless, at this point now, which is big, the judge has said that she be kept on the ventilator until at least 5 p.m. Pacific time on January 7th, so we'll see how far that gets. The other big news, I think, is this train collision in North Dakota, where this is on the heels of the train that went off the tracks outside of New York City. What a horrific thing that was. This train, the BNSF train carrying oil in North Dakota, it collided with another train on Monday. It set off a series of explosions that left like 10 of those cars on fire. It's the latest in a series of train mishaps that is starting to raise a few eyebrows. And the where it happened was in a town called Castleton at about 2 something in the afternoon, and the fire was so bad and the smoke was so thick, they told people that they should leave, that they should stay indoors or just get out, don't even come into Castleton, with the oil cars having to be separated from the train, which was 111 cars long, and other cars that could be in danger. That's why they're trying to separate them. And they're talking now more about the increase in the volumes of shipping crude oil by rail because of all the burst of shale oil production out of North Dakota's Bakken field. So 2/3 of the state's oil production is shipped by rail, and this doesn't help the cause of doing that. with oil, which is highly flammable, and the cars exploding is unbelievable to see it. I think probably part of the problem is the older trains carrying the what the flammable fuels are, the oil, and the derailment happening at Castleton isn't too far from Fargo. It's west of Fargo. So a lot of people actually that were being evacuated went to Fargo. There were things set up for the any of the people that got stuck, and thank goodness that we're not jumping on the air to say there's this horrific rail accident, and you wouldn't believe what happened, how many people were near it, and unfortunately got caught up in the fireworks of the explosion. But thank goodness we did not see it. And, of course, the Rose Parade has some controversy attached to it. You know, the Rose Parade is one of those rare things where I can get up and drink coffee and watch the Rose Parade because I love it. It's amazing what they do on those floats, how long it takes them to work with the flowers and put it together. I think it's mind-blowing, some of the incredible work that happens and what they create there. But the Rose Parade, like I said, is now kind of steeped in more controversy. And the reason why is because of a gay wedding that's going on, despite the fact that some people were protesting it. There are men who plan to become the first gay couple married on a parade float. Say they're busy planning their wedding. They're not thinking about any kind of a boycott because there's been threats of that. And the organizers of the boycott say the nuptials are a slap in the face of the opponents of same-sex unions, and it's going to actually even spur on more controversy about the whole issue in the first place. The couple, together for 12 years, are going to exchange vows on New Year's morning on top of a giant wedding cake on the AIDS Healthcare Foundation float. And this, it's interesting because they've been talking about it so much in California, and without a doubt, there are a lot of people that are anxious to see what happens here. And the head of the boycott is Sharon Grube of San Diego, who's been all over the tube there and internet promoting boycott the 2014 Rose Parade effort. And the parade people say when they were asked about it that the float is in keeping with the theme, dreams come true. So they're not telling them they cannot have that happen. So there will be a big focus on it with the whole dream segment and all of that. We jump quickly to something else of interest, the fact that our government is concerned with militants trying to prepare attacks and disrupt the Olympic Games in Sochi in February, and they're offering to help the Russians, despite the problems with Russia and the United States, in any way they can, security-wise, and even, you know, share as much information as they can because of these incidents lately that have happened. Dozens of people have been killed, and it's raising the fear level. One was at the rail station there, another was at a bus station, and so a lot of the police in Russia working on the case, or detectives working on the case, feel like this is a warning to the games coming up, and the concern is how much security and where can they put the security all over the parts of Russia where the competition is going on. Boy, a lot of eyes are going to be there, that's for sure. And can you believe that's in February? Stay with us. We're kicking it to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Everybody knows that the holidays are a time to celebrate with friends, family. There's always a lot of joy. We hope at least there's a lot of joy in your life. But there's also a lot of indulgence. And sometimes what happens is there is limitless amounts of alcohol. And imagine what that is like for people who are recovering from alcohol addiction, or even, let's say, drug addiction. There are triggers that can be pushed. There's stress. There's anxiety. Boy, I have certainly seen that. I've seen it in four different crowds where people had no idea that somebody was a recovering alcoholic because it wasn't a known thing. And it became a disaster in a very public place where there was a big celebration. So sometimes you never know what the person, even the people that you're close to, you never know what they're going through, and they might be at the beginnings of the struggling with the addiction and they're doing well getting help, but you have no idea and you could be pressing that button. So we've got Rob Kelly with us. He's an addiction expert. Perfect to have Rob on the show with us. Hey Rob, how are you doing?
Hey Kate, I'm doing great, thank you.
You heard my description, and really, and maybe this is because I'm very social and I'm in a lot of different situations, not even just with family and friends, but where there are acquaintances and there are people you really like, but then you don't know the other people connected to them, and that's happened a couple of times. I think more and more, it's a great thing that people are getting help, but we often don't know who the people are, do we, who are recovering from alcohol addiction or something else. There's no big sign or there's no red flag that necessarily tells you right away. Am I right?
That's correct. And one of the reasons why that is because there's such a stigma attached to alcoholism. And really, it's a disease. You know, I have a disease. I've been in recovery for 25 years now. And coming up to the holidays is always a time, even this year, is going to be a tough time for me because, you know, you explain to people in situations that you don't drink, and it's like you're a leper or something. It's like, what? What do you mean you don't drink? It's crazy. You know, for me in recovery, it's important for my friends and my family around me to know that today I don't drink. Whatever excuse I use, that's up to me. Sometimes I say I'm training, sometimes I say I'm dieting, you know, whatever excuse. and makes you feel comfortable, but it's a very, very touchy time of year for me as a recovering alcoholic.
Is it sometimes good for the person in that situation? I've seen this with two close friends, actually, because they said, I was stunned, but they said exactly what you said, that people say, well, you could just have one drink. Geez, you're not really an alcoholic. What are you talking about? You just used to have a bunch of martinis after tennis or whatever. And so what they've done, because there's so much crazy weirdness around it, they just remove themselves from the situation. They don't even go to some of these parties, which is so sad. Is that often what has to happen?
Yeah, it is. I mean, one of the golden rules we actually follow those guys in recovery is that you can go to any party or occasion you wish to go to as long as we have a legitimate reason to be there. You know, a good celebration, a good Christmas party, an office party, whatever it may be, and we don't go glum, we go happy. But rather than people who just want to have that one drink just to celebrate and as an alcoholic, you know, we just can't do that. One of the biggest bugbears I have for the last 25 years is educating people on what alcoholism is all about. And I'm sure we're getting there eventually in a couple of years' time when everybody knows what sort of disease it is. It won't be that office bod asking you to take just the first drink just because it's Christmas time.
Yeah. What are some of the triggers that push someone into that to the situation where they could relapse even though they've been doing so well?
Well, obviously, it's holiday period. That's the first relapse. Friends and colleagues ask them to go to Christmas parties. There's a trigger. Just take one drink. Everybody's happy. I mean, you know, it's a very dangerous time of year for us. We have to be on our guard at all times, and we have to be careful who we go out to drink with. But the thing is that I always say, put it out there, guys. If you're not drinking or you're suffering from the disease that I have, alcoholism, you make people aware, and what's in drink from across the bar, if somebody serves you an orange juice across the bar, you make sure you keep an eye on that orange juice all the time as you're drinking it throughout the night.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Do you, and you mentioned this because you came through the tunnel, when did you know, wow, I really feel proud of myself, I'm making it you said that even the years that have gone by, you still know that there's always that possibility of slipping. But when did you first know, hey, I'm going to be okay?
I guess it was, I think it was around third or fourth year that I was sober. It kind of sunk in that, you know, I have a problem with alcohol. I'm allergic to it, so therefore I can't drink it. I obviously watch people drinking with impunity. Wondering why I can't do that, but you know, I'm bodily and mentally different to my fellows. I know that today, and I know that alcohol does strange things when it gets inside my body, and I've learned over the years to accept that. And today I accept that I'm an alcoholic, and if I take that first drink, I have a drink problem, so I can stay away from it. And it is a good life, Kate, you know, once you can accept that and admit to yourself, we can't touch this stuff, unfortunately.
Yeah. Rob, one of the things that you do, because you're heavily involved, obviously, in helping people, you are involved in interventions, sober coach, all that kind of stuff. And what have you found to be the most successful thing as far as interventions are concerned?
Interventions. And many people come to me and say, want an intervention for my son, my daughter, or my family member. It's just family intervention is what it is. I use the Johnson model myself, and as long as all the families are involved and it's done correctly, it's one of the most successful tools in the recovery industry to date. It really is, where we can take that person who's suffering from alcoholism or drug addiction, and we can get them into a treatment center. Because I know when I was in that place myself, when I was drinking and using drugs, I didn't know how bad I was. I mean, I nearly died on several occasions. But I didn't know because I was in the depths of that horrible, horrible mess. And it took an intervention to wake me up and realize with my family around me that I'm in trouble here, guys, and I need some help.
Yeah. Do you find, too, that sometimes then once there's an intervention, of course, it depends on how everybody, you know, how far along I guess they are or what their individual situation is, because everybody's individual situation in what they're dealing with is different. Do you find sometimes that it's good for people to go and stay somewhere? You know, that became famous in the Betty Ford days, and then that's how it started to become where people are actually talking about, oh, yeah, that's right. There are people, you know, just because you're the first lady doesn't mean you don't have a problem or you're a celebrity or you have tons of money. Do you find that sometimes somebody going to the recovery center helps them for some sort of a short stay or a longer recovery program?
Sometimes I think it's vital that that happens. I mean, you have to be taken out of the situation completely and be isolated to get your feelings back, to find out where you are and start the recovery process. So it's very important. I'd say 90% of the people I deal with today, we have to take them out of their environment and change them and put them into an isolated environment. And, of course, while we're in that bubble, we're educating them, we're getting them well, you know, so when they move back into society, they're well prepared for the journey ahead.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, we're talking about alcohol addiction, but we certainly are seeing that drug addiction, if anything, has exploded. I was just talking to somebody this the other day with their child and what was happening in the high schools, and they were having stuff delivered through Amazon, and they had no idea. The parents had no clue anything was going on. And this, there's a lot of people, a lot of kids smoking pot and then getting into other things. And that the whole farm party thing, do you find that this, because, you know, you treat different kinds of addictions, do you find that this is also something that has been pretty big with drug dens and whatnot?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, prescription drugs these days are absolutely rampant. I warned about an alcohol epidemic from 10 years ago with our teams, and of course we watched that happen. And I'm going to say the same again with prescription drugs. We're watching it happen again with our teams. You know, it's amazing where you can get these drugs from. I mean, they will be delivered to your doorstep for you. And I think it's up to the parents, the sensible parents, to watch out for certain things with their children. Watch out for the isolation. Watch out for missing school. Watch out for any change in behavior. These are all signs that they may, and I say may, be drug use.
Yeah, so watch out for that. Rob, very involved in this, and he's got a great website. You got to check out his website. You need help, go to robkelly.com, and that's with two B's, robkelly.com, and they really go through a whole bunch of different programs. Rob, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure, Kate. Good to speak to you.
Good to speak to you, too. Thanks, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Perfect time to have our pal Mark Yaffe back on. He's got that great CD, Chuckalicious. And actually, we're catching up with Mark on the road in beautiful Reno at Catch a Rising Star. You know, Reno is a great place for a lot of good comedians come through there. And I'm sure you know this, Mark, and you've probably been there before many, many times. But Reno is kind of like the tale of two cities. You see the lady who's 100 at the penny slots, and then you see a guy that will fly in on his NetJet that, you know, with a whole entourage of people. It's kind of a mixed bag, a little different even than Vegas, don't you think?
I like to call it Vegas got punked, but it's... It's
fun. That's true. Vegas life.
There was actually $118,000 penny slot winner last week. A record, $118,000, and they said they should have it rolled and counted by 2024.
Yeah, good luck with that. Exactly. Hey, we're looking back on some of the biggest stories of 2013, and everybody had a field day with this. Any comedian, or people who thought they were comedians, tried to crack on the mayor of crack, Rob Ford, from Toronto. I mean, that is it's a story that just keeps giving, isn't it?
Mayor Chris Farley, that's what I call him. Yeah, he was a gift from the comedy gods. Because he's, you know, my buddies from Canada, we tour together, and they're always like, oh, you Americans, and your Duck Dynasties, and your Honey Boo Boos. I was like, well, now it's your turn. You had him and his brother had a reality show. His brother Doug is a city councilman in Toronto. The reality show was canceled after 2 days. The critics slammed it. They said it was they hadn't seen two bigger boobs in Canada since Pamela Anderson.
But I'm pumped. That's a good one. we go from the opposite ends, from the political side of things with Ford, which, by the way, if he was in the United States, do you think he'd have a crack at a higher office?
Well, he says he aspires to higher office. He wants to be Prime Minister of Canada. I'm like, well, move to America, you'd already be governor.
You're right. He probably would be. Look at our track record of some of the governors that we've had in the past.
I just feel bad for his kids, you know, because you have to, but, you know, when you're a public official in the limelight like that, those poor kids, they're probably like, please homeschool us till we graduate from college.
That's right, so we can move or change their last name, put them in witness protection, something.
Okay. What's
interesting is we move from Canada to the Vatican and Pope Francis. What is it about this pope that people think he's just the grooviest, coolest guy?
Even atheists love him. It's amazing. I just think he just seems like an average guy. What they say, he used to be a janitor. He was a bouncer. I think he was an extra in Don't Cry for Me Argentina at one time. I don't remember the name of the play. You know what I'm talking about, Kate.
I
did follow the election. I think the papal elections are fascinating. You know, when Pope Benedict got elected a few years back, and they burned the white smoke out of the Vatican chimney. That smoke came out for like 10 seconds. Boom, it was done. And this time, Pope Francis, when he was elected, the smoke just kept coming up and coming up and coming up. I'm like, holy smokes, they elected a Jamaican.
Yeah, a lot of weed. A lot of weed was being handed out when he was...
They claimed it was incense.
See, that's how you cover it in the Catholic Church. It's perfect. And it's funny, it's like
I would probably bring back a lot of lapsed Catholics if they started having that sacrament.
Boy, no kidding, huh? But could anybody actually be able to go up and get the sacrament? Because you know it's bread wafers, so they would run out pretty quickly, don't you think?
Right. Well, you know, they have the marijuana brownies. They'd be lined up there.
As far as
the Pope, though, I love his humility, right? He does not live in the papal palace. He lives in a small guest apartment. He ditched the limo for he rides around in a Ford Focus, and then he actually ditched the red Pope shoes for a pair of Crocs.
Yeah, I love that. Crocs, the Croc-wearing Pope. You gotta love a guy who does that.
Yeah, he's on his feet a lot. You know, he's got a lot of duties, a lot of blessings to give and masses to do. So, you know, he can't just be sitting around on the job.
Exactly. Plus, he takes selfies. He poses with people who come up to him at the Vatican.
Can you believe that? Pope Selfie the First. That is awesome.
That was good.
Is he tweeting yet?
He is tweeting. He's so popular.
I got to follow him. And he's probably got a Facebook, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So we go from the Pope to one of his pals, the President of the United States, Obama, and what a rough year for him as far as the polls were concerned. And part of that was because of Obamacare. This was one of the biggest stories of 2013, wasn't it?
Poor Obamacare, that got beaten up pretty good. You know, back in November, with the first day, they were expecting hundreds of thousands of people out of 310 million Americans, six signed up on the first day of Obamacare, and five of them were trying to win free Beyonce tickets.
They were confused. Healthcare.gov? What?
Right. I actually came up with some alternative names for Obamacare. I'm like, Log In and Stare. Ain't Got a Prayer. Gasping for Air.
Yeah, And what's the last one?
I didn't have any more of those, but I did notice that they've outlined some of the coverage. They've clarified some coverages that Obamacare is going to provide, and they actually ruled that twerking is a psychological disorder.
Nice.
But you will not be covered for vision and brain damage if you watch too many Miley Cyrus videos.
Touche. Speaking of Miley Cyrus, that leads us to Barbara Walters, who did her final 10 most fascinating people of 2013. Did you see that?
Well, is that really going to be the final one? Or do you think she'll be like Justin Bieber and come out of retirement?
They may beg her to. And one of the people was Miley Cyrus, you were just talking about.
Kanye West and Miley Cyrus. Who would have thought being a jerk and being able to twerk made you so fascinating?
No kidding. What's the criteria to get on that list is what I want to know.
Yikes, right? And, you know, Kanye and Kim, the Kimye, they had the daughter, North. It's just amazing. I digress. Prince George, is that the new royal baby?
Mm-hmm.
He was among the 10 most fascinating people. I'm just like, what is he doing when he poops?
Does he poop? I mean, who knows?
Right?
We haven't seen it. Yeah.
Someone fits to vote a poop. I don't know. But the Northwest, Kanye and Kim's baby, that baby is already set for life. You know, she already has an agent. I think they've signed her to a book deal, a recording contract, and a concert tour.
I don't doubt it. Are you kidding? Right in the womb, they were talking to her about money, I think.
Yes, and Kim's mom and stepdad are getting divorced. You heard that one. Kris Kardashian and Bruce Jenner are getting divorced. Sad, but the good news is they have agreed to share custody of the plastic surgeon.
That's because Bruce looks more like a woman now, I think. How many times can he pull that face? That's terrible.
He went from a decathlete to a decathlewoman.
Yes, I think you're right on with that one. So we move from that dynasty to a different one. Duck Dynasty, they're living large. They're huge with reality TV. But right now, Phil Robertson, who is the head duck, is mired in this controversy. What do you think is going to happen on A&E? Do you think it's going to go away and they're coming back? And what do you think happens?
Wow, that suspension, when he got suspended, well, that was very, very traumatic. They suspended him and then proceeded to air a 48-hour marathon of their dynasties. So we knew that wasn't going to last. There's way too much money involved in watching Hillbilly shoot squirrels and grow their beards. But, I mean, I find them entertaining. I know that they did offend some people, and I was all ready to go with some alternate shows if Duck Dynasty got canceled. I'd actually put some treatment stuff, and some of my ideas, I had one. We were going to follow a family in South Alabama that owns a fleet of septic trucks. We're going to call it Muck Dynasty. I had a Canadian family up in Thunder Bay, Ontario. They repair hockey equipment. We were going to call them Puck Dynasty.
There'd be a lot of people watching in Canada.
Yes, but my favorite would have been we would just turn a camera on the congressmen and senators who refused to retire from Washington, D.C. We'd just call it Schmuck Dynasty.
Ah, yep, that would work with that do-nothing Congress, no kidding. The problem is, though, I don't know if you could actually shoot enough footage to make it interesting enough to fill an hour of reality TV with the Schmuck Dynasty.
We could put it on the sleep network, help people fall having trouble falling asleep.
Yeah, no kidding. Tim, in your opinion, of all the things that we just talked about, a lot of the big stories, what was the biggest story of 2013?
I don't know. I think, if depending on how it shakes out, Obamacare will probably be the biggest story in history, because it's either going to be groundbreaking healthcare game changer for America, or it's going to be the biggest boondoggle I don't have a punchline, but it'll just be a boondoggle, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
So I think that's one of those. Okay, the door's open. It can go either way. And I'd say that 2016 is going to be exciting. I know Rick Perry has already announced he's running for president again, Governor Yosemite Sam.
Or as I like to call him, Governor Goodhair.
Wow, yeah. He does look presidential, but then when he opened his mouth during those debates, even George Bush is like, geez, this guy needs to learn to enunciate.
he's going to take lessons from President Bush. It's perfect. All right, we'll get that list together. Next time we talk, we'll talk about the politicians and the midterms in 2016. Mark Yaffe, love it, Chuckalicious. We can get it at your site, right? Laughwithmark.com?
Yes, Mark spelled with a C, my parents could spell. Also, folks can download it on iTunes and Amazon.
Excellent. Mark, I hope that 2014 is very, very funny and good for you.
Well, I appreciate all the support and be on the show twice. This has been a lot of fun, and I look forward to a great 2014 for you, and hopefully we'll talk soon.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This hour of America tonight, what better place to stop, take pause, and run than check the mailbag?
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. And topping mail is this one from James, who very astutely points out to us, Ms. Delaney, do you know what happened as far as the courts and the story about the 13-year-old girl and her tonsil surgery, where she, I think, died as a result of that, because you were talking something about a lawsuit. Do you know what's happened with that? Well, the email is very, very timely. What we do know is, in fact, there was breaking news about that. On Monday, a judge said the hospital could disconnect the machines, because remember, she was brain dead after 8 o'clock Eastern, but right before that could have been cut off, the same judge reversed his order to 8 p.m. on January 7th. And it's a sad story from what I understand. I've read a little bit about this. Johnny McMath is the name of the girl, and it was a strange deal. because exactly what the what we got in the email there is she was going for tonsil surgery, and she never woke up from the tonsil surgery. And you think of that, and I've never had my tonsils removed, but I've known people who have, and it's supposed to be fairly routine surgery. So the family was stunned by that, and they've been going back and forth with the they've even gone back and forth with the hospital and the courts and all that kind of stuff. I mean, the family, I'm sure, just were stunned when it happened, and they were fighting to keep her on life support, and doctors argued that she was already dead. So that's what created, I think, all the national interest in this. And that's where that deadline had come in. And we're talking about, of course, in Oakland, California, is where she's from. And she's at the Children's Hospital in Oakland. So the family said that they had found someplace in New York willing to take her, but the hospital refused to agree to allow them to move her. So it's turned into this incredible back and forth as to what legally can be done. And, you know, this is family members are saying, the doctors, I mean, this is a tragic case. The doctors are saying, from everything that I've read, is that she had cardiac arrest, she was brain dead. But the family members say that she was alert and talking after they removed her tonsils and sinus tissue and all the other things from the surgery. And they recommended the surgery to treat pediatric sleep apnea, which it's a condition which made her stop breathing in her sleep and caused other medical problems. So before the surgery, the little girl said she was worried she would never wake up, and she seemed fine, but and had apparently even asked for something for her throat, and then something just went wrong, and you know, this is where I think that they're having a hard time dealing with this. And there's a thing now that people do called crowdfunding, and specifically there's a site called GoFundMe.com, and apparently they raised money on GoFundMe.com to move her. 800 people have donated $27,000 in 3 days. So we get into that discussion of ethics and the courts and life support and what life support means and whatnot. So anyway, that story is not over yet at this point, and it's very sad, obviously, what happened there in the family. It's heartbreaking. The family, they don't want to unplug her, basically. And the doctors there are saying it's not going to do anything. So why aren't you doing this? Moving from that story to this one from Jack, listening to us in Illinois. And Jack says, Kate, Happy New Year to you and all the listeners of ATN. Let's hope that 2014 is a much different year than the last year that we just went through. I fear, however, with the implementation of Obamacare, more people are actually going to get into situations where they lose their health care instead of getting health care. Well, you know, that's that whole thing about being fined and what kind of coverage do you have? And it's the thing that we have been talking about really so much this entire year, the surprised folks with health care and others who say that they really can't afford it. And I think to me that's the most surprising thing. The people who say they can't afford the new version of health care, who were actually okay until the changes in the law, which is strange. And that's because in trying to keep up with the law and implementing the law, so many of the plans wouldn't be up to date with what they're supposed to carry now. And it's even deeper than that, but that's what's happened to so many of the people that signed up for it. things have changed in the plans, then the plans aren't offered. And I mean, you know, it's interesting. It really is all about the blame game as to whose fault is this and how come there aren't limits as to what could be offered and why weren't the state lines erased. I think that the argument over affordable health care or Obamacare is just going to be even a bigger deal, I think, in the first 6 months, especially of healthcare.gov and of the state sites and you know, all of that. About a million something people so far have enrolled. This is through healthcare.gov, and of course there are other people who have gotten healthcare in other ways. But stay tuned, we are not through with this issue by any stretch of the imagination. All right, quickly going to reel off a couple of them. This one is from Alice, and this one is also from Jake in Austin. He had the same question, and this one is also in a different way from John listening to us on the Internet from Vermont, and all ask, the big question is, are you going to continue to do nail the score through the playoffs? And the answer to the question is yes. I wasn't sure if we were going to do it or not, but enough people said they were interested in doing it and hearing it, so we will continue with nail the score. In fact, in our next hour, in our last two segments, we'll have the newest version of nail the score because we're in the playoffs, believe it or not. Yep, we are through, in case you missed it. If you fell asleep, you weren't a big fan of the NFL. The last week in the NFL has come and gone, believe it or not. And we are here, the playoffs. It's hard to believe the tail end of the year and into the playoffs. All right, here's another one, final one. This one from Tom listening in Austin, Texas. And Tom says, good evening, America, tonight. Don't know if you happen to see it with all the new laws that are taking place on the 1st. How about this deal about pot smokers coming to Denver and everybody trying to flock there to take advantage of the marijuana law? There is a new warning that's been issued, and it's against the rules to carry it through the airport. So you won't be searched, and there are no drug dogs, apparently. The question is, where do you buy it? Well, I don't know the answer to that question. They were talking about sites where people could get it and whatnot, but I actually don't know where you buy pot. If you fly into Denver and then you're looking for it, I bet you it wouldn't be too hard to find it since it's a state where it's now legal, although there's certain laws that govern that, too. The whole implementation of marijuana in Washington and in Colorado has been pretty interesting to watch, and you wonder if it's going to spread to other states if they accept marijuana, if they vote yes to recreational marijuana use. Remember, if you have a thought, you want to send us something, send it to americatonight.net.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.